Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. CCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is Teacher Margaret Kendall, and this is the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, coming to you by way of USCCM Anointed Radio. We're so grateful for having you join us each month, whether you're listening on your phone, on our Facebook page, or on usccm.org, our website. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're thankful and grateful to God that by his loving grace and his mercy that he has allowed us to come together one more time and has given us another opportunity to continue as co-laborers in the USCCM Laity Ministry. We're excited about all that God is doing in and through the USCCM, and a heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you for your continued support, prayers, as we continue in this Ministry of Laity Training. Right now, let us go to the Lord in prayer, and our prayer today will be coming to us from Overseer Henry Tindall, Jr.
Most gracious Father, to the name of Jesus, once again, that we thank you, Lord, for the beautiful sunlight of another day. Lord God, we thank you for forgiveness of all sins. I ask that you forgive me for any and every sin I've committed in word or thought or deed. Lord God, prepare the hearts and the minds of the people today to receive the word that will come to us from our very own Bishop Strong. Lord, we are just so glad that we're able to gather together, even if just for a few moments in time, to learn, Lord God, and to understand more about building the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord God, for our presiding bishop, Lord God, our board of bishops, everybody in their respected places. And we just ask, Lord God, that you continue to allow this vision of laity training to continue to march and move forward as we prepare for greatness, as we walk in our destiny, as we walk in our calling. I just ask that you bless the speaker again in a special way today. Let him speak a word, Lord God, to us that will build us up and bring us closer together, Lord God, and teach us how to be better soul winners for Christ. I just ask these blessings in your name, Lord God, and for your sake we pray and say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And right now we also give God praise for Overseer Tindall. because 2 weeks ago now he was in the hospital, not doing well at all. But we thank God that he raised him up and allowed him to be with us today, Overseer, and we give God the praise. Our scripture reading today is from Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This passage reminds us that we're to spread the Christian message, leading to the conversion of others to Christianity. It reminds us that we are directed to go. It reminds us that the Great Commission is communal. It is not given to one of us, but to all of believers. Its scope is international, and Jesus promised to be with his disciples, with us, in this work as we go ye into all nations and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. This mandate is also the focus of the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training as we seek to teach and reach out to everyone that we can to help them to know and understand that they may accept, believe, and confess the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of our sins. So this is our objective each month in these broadcasts as we share messages focused on the Word of God. And we're so grateful today as we come before you and so honored to have with us as our speaker, our own Bishop William J. Strong. And before I bring Overseer Tyndall to introduce him, I just want to say that we just concluded our 17th annual conference, which was a mighty work of the Lord. And Bishop Strong gave such a powerful seminar. As he was speaking, we were led of the Lord to, and the Lord even gave us the topic to write down to ask Bishop Strong to speak on, and he consented to do that today, and we're so excited. So at this time, I would like to ask Overseer Tyndall to introduce and bring before us this awesome man of God.
Yes, ma'am. It is my pleasure, Teacher Tyndall, to introduce the speaker today. I was sitting out on the side of my bed earlier today when you asked me, and I was thinking about the time we first met Bishop Strong. I believe it was back in 2007. We had went up to Milwaukee, and I was remembering that service where Pastor Bev sang so, and Bishop Strong was there, and I had just met Bishop Strong and Mother Strong and how they treated us with such hospitable care. Bishop Strong was such a kind man, but he was a wise man and very sharp. Amen. Yeah. Bishop Strong is a man of God. Amen. He is a man of God. He's a very wise man, and I'm just looking forward to a continuation from the conference. I was so energized and synergized after the seminar that he did in the conference. And so I'm ready now to hear Bishop William J. Strong. Amen. Saints, if you don't know him, you will know who he is by the time this broadcast is over. Amen. Without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others Bishop William J. Strong.
Thank you so much, Overseer Tyndall, and to the host, Teacher Tyndall, and in the absence of our ecumenical patriarch of this great fellowship, I count it joy, I count it a blessing to be able to be with you in the laity department on this great day. Amen. I thank God for what he is and what he was and what he will be in our lives. And I glorify the name of the Lord. And those of you that are listening, I want you to know that God loves you. Amen. He loves us all. And I want to talk concerning the subject, the laity in evangelism. And I want you to know, laity, all of us, amen, I want you to know that you are, amen, the body of Christ. Amen. You are, amen. Laity means that you're not clergy, but you are laity. You are the foundational body of Christ. Without you, it wouldn't be any need for the bishops, the apostles, if it weren't for you. Amen. We are here because you're there, and we glorify the name of the Lord for you. Amen. I want you to know that I don't want you to feel lightly. I want you to feel glorified in the body of Christ because you are, amen, what God is calling for. Amen. He needs you, amen, in order to bring people to Christ. Amen. He needs you. Across this country for many, many years, and even as I speak today, amen, the laity has been taken lightly. Amen. And been taken lightly so long until a lot of time the laity began to feel lightly and not much needed. But I want you to know that you are needed. Matter of fact, you are it. Amen. Because you are a disciple of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want you to know that you need to feel proud of yourself. And what is happening, amen, is we've been taken so lightly, the laity, until a lot of people have gone away, straight away, amen, because they felt that they were not needed. But I want you to know, amen, without you, it's very little that we can do in the body of Christ, the laity. I want you to know that God have chosen you, amen, to be a blessing, to bring other women, men, boys, and girls to him. Amen. I want you to know that the laymen are disciples of Jesus Christ. You're disciples of Jesus Christ. And we must demonstrate, amen, that we are, amen, disciples of Jesus Christ. It has not yet appeared unto us what we should be, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Laity must demonstrate the example of Jesus. Amen. And I'm finding out, amen, in these latter years, amen, God have been good to me 75 years. And in the last days, I'm realizing, amen, that the laity, amen, have almost in some instances been set aside. Amen. But you need to come forward. We need to come forward. We need to have more relationships, amen, in the body of Christ. Amen. And that's why you are needed, amen, to create godly relationships. Amen. And I'm finding out that even in the church that I pastor, there's not enough relationship. Amen. I wonder, are you listening today? Do you have at least 10 people in your congregation where you worship that you have a personal relationship? Amen. The reason that we are not doing what we should be in a lot of instances is because we don't have relationship. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another. Who is going to confess their fault to somebody they don't know? Amen. So we need a relationship. Amen. We need to be crying out relationship. Amen. That we might be able to help one another. And this is what it's all about. Relationship, amen, calls us to help one another, to understand one another. Without a relationship, you're not open to talk to people without a relationship. So I beg of you, amen, create a relationship. Now, the laity must have power. Amen. You must have power. And without the Holy Ghost, you cannot have power. Praise the Lord. You after the Holy Ghost come upon you, according to Acts 1 and 8, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. You cannot be a true witness of God without the Holy Ghost, because after the Holy Ghost, he said, you will become my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the utmost parts of the world. So we need the Holy Spirit. If you're trying to witness and bring forth people to Christ without the Holy Ghost, you're going to fail. Amen, because you don't have that love and power. In order, amen, to be able to bring people to Christ, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You must have the power of God in your own life and the love, unconditional love. You cannot have unconditional love without the Holy Spirit in your life, because it's hard to love some folk even with the Holy Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, you cannot have that continuous true love, amen, toward people, because God wants us to go out. Go put the go. And I heard Teacher Tyndall say a while ago, go. Put the go in the goee. Amen. You got to go out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was talking to my congregation a few days ago. Amen. Three houses from the church, a young man got shot down, amen, on his own lawn, amen, because people, amen, around us should see something in us, amen, to call them to want to come to Christ, amen. I try to be an example every day. What you see is what you get, amen. If they can't see nothing in you, there would be no reason for them to be drawn to you. Amen. Love is the magnet that draws people, amen, to you. And if people are drawn to you, you can draw people to the household of faith. Amen. Praise God. So I'm kind of speeding along because I got about 20 minutes. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, praise God, to convert someone to Christ, that's what, amen, Christianity, that is what the layman's job is, to convert somebody to Christ. Amen. You are an evangelist. Amen. That's converting people to come to Christ. Amen. And if people see something in you, Ruth, amen, saw something in Naomi, and she said, wherever you go, I'm going. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching, but I'm going to keep on talking.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. St. John 13:34-35. Amen. I want you, I don't have time to do a lot of reading, but you need to read that passion. Amen. Amen. St. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. We got to love one another. Amen. That love and spirit, amen, should accelerate from us when we start talking to people, amen, about the goodness and the glorious saving power of Jesus Christ. Amen. They ought to see it on your face. They ought to hear it in your voice, that jubilism in your voice, the excitement in your speech. Amen. People, amen, don't want you grumbling and mumbling. They want to hear something. And we and you as laymen and the laity department, I said a while ago, is the church. Amen. That's the body of the church. Mm-hmm. Laymen must demonstrate. Amen. If you got a bad attitude and bad spirit, you shouldn't be, amen, forefront in the laity department. Amen. You need to be taught. If you don't have that loving spirit, amen, you need to be filled. And when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, that exuberation from the Holy Ghost will put a smile on your face. Amen. Will put jubilism in your voice. Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, amen, you need it on the inside of you. If you're going to be a true witness of God, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are a lot of scriptures. Amen. He said, go into the hedge and highway and compel men, amen, to come to Christ. But you can't drag them in. You need to love them in. And I just love God. After Jesus had opened the blind eyes and opened, amen, all manners and healed all manners of sickness, Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest. He will send forth laborers into the harvest. Amen. You're laborers. Amen. We need to be laborers that go into the harvest. Amen. Praise God. And you need to have that holy boldness because, you know, I'm finding out that some people don't want to talk to people that's on drugs and on alcohol. They want to talk to folk in the church on Sunday morning. But you need to be able to go, amen, praise God, into the vineyard. You need to work. Amen. You need to be able to, when people see you coming, amen, they know what you're going to say, what's on your heart. Amen, because you're going to have a reputation, amen, of greeting people in the name of the Lord. So I want you to know that God loves you. Amen. God is concerned about what you're doing and how you're doing it. Amen. Be taught. I'm thanking God for Teacher Timnah because she is a dynamic teacher. Amen. And if you're listening to what she has to say, amen, you'll be a better layman in the laity department. Amen. Praise God. I know that that God is counting on you. He's counting on the ministry. He's counting on the Laity department. Amen. Get busy. Amen. And go out. Amen. If you don't know how, learn how to go out before God. You got a good teacher. Learn how to go out. Amen. And minister again. Amen. You are his disciple. Amen. Praise God. You are his disciple. You are his anointed one that's going to go out. Amen. And tell men and women the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. I heard David even said, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. And this is what needs to happen. Amen. When you do it, as the Bible saying, as you've been taught to do it, people will be glad because somebody is waiting for somebody to come and tell them that God is able. God will save. God will deliver. God will set you free. People are waiting on it. The drug addicts are waiting. Some of them are waiting on somebody to give them some help from heaven. Amen. The alcoholics are waiting for somebody to give them a word from heaven, the freedom of the laboriousness of alcohol and drugs. So this is your job. This is our job to do that. God is counting on you. Amen. To be his witnesses. Amen. Praise God. At home and abroad. I try to be a witness everywhere I go. When I go into the bank on Monday morning, amen, I see some of the tellers, amen, going, getting busy because they know what I'm going to say. Did you go to church yesterday? Do you love the Lord? How was your service yesterday? And those that didn't go to church, amen, they died. They dodged this man. They go to other heaven. But from long as I live, everywhere I go, amen, it's going to be the same old, same old. Do you love God? Have you been saved? Amen. Praise God. Do you know him in the power of his healing? Do you know him in the power of his deliverance? And that's my message. Amen. Every day of my life. And I thank God for it. I'm happy to do it. Amen. Praise God. I believe God done gave me some extra years. Amen. I'm on overtime now because 3 score and 10, what he promised me. Amen. I'm 5 years on overtime. I'm looking for some more overtime. I glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. I don't want to go too long. Amen. But I tell you, amen, I got a lot more to say. Amen. To you. Amen. I'm glad Teacher Tim will call me. I hope she'll call me again. Amen. In the future. Amen. May God bless you. Our prayers.
Amen. This is strong. You know, we could listen to you go on and on. I have so many notes on this page. I'm so excited and motivated and inspired by what you have brought. Now, we got to come down a little bit now and take a quick station break, but don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
And amen. We're back again, and I'm telling you, listeners, we are on fire from what Bishop Strong has taught us, and I'm so glad he said I could ask him again because we want to hear more from him. But I just thank God for the message that he brought, and we have a special commentary coming to us now from Elder Hunt, and I'm saying this a little bit humorously. I'm kind of wishing I had not asked for a commentary so I can do the commentary, but it is just so awesome. And right now we're going to ask Elder Hunt if she would give us our commentary this morning on the message that we have heard.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give honor to God, to our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop, to our speaker, our awesome speaker, Bishop Strong, Bishop Hayward, Teacher Tindall, to all the Ministry of Communication, and to everybody who is listening on the broadcast today. Bishop Strong, I just want to tell you how fired I was listening to you this morning. You started off by telling us the first thing you said is that God loves you. And then you began to lay the foundation of why laity is so important. We don't often hear people say how important the laity, the lay people of the church is. And it reminded me as you were speaking of, in many organizations, we always see the executives out front, but we don't see it all in the background, the people who make things happen. And very often that happens in the church as well. And as you continue to talk, you said so many wonderful things. I'm like Teacher Tindall, I couldn't write fast enough. But you talked about the fact that we must be excited, and I could hear that excitement in your voice. I could hear the enthusiasm that you have for the love of God and for bringing people in and for letting people know that this is a time that we really, as never before, need to stand up for what we believe.
Yeah.
This is a time that we need to do the things that you talked about. You said we needed two things, relationships and power.
Yeah.
Those relationships are critical, not only in our local churches, but those relationships are critical across our entire body of believers, in our case, the UFCCM, and beyond that, so that when we demonstrate the word that you introduced at the conference in your seminar, you said it's no time for explanation, it's time for demonstration.
Yes.
See, some of us listen very carefully when we hear these things because they resonate with us. But you said, and you said it again today, talk is cheap. It's what we do that counts. And when we have those relationships, then we can gain the strength and the power that we need. I thank God for how you built such a strong foundation this morning for us to appreciate the laity, because all of us at some point were laity in the church. Those of us who've been called to higher callings, we started as laity in the church. And we thank God for how He brought us, and now we can serve as mentors. You can serve as mentor for me, and I can serve a mentor for the lay people who can continue to serve as mentors for one another as we grow in Christ. And as we grow, and as we have the power of the Holy Ghost dwelling within us, praise the Lord, we need to talk more about the power of the Holy Ghost, because when we have that power from on high, we can move mountains.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can do anything that God commands us to do. And when you talked about Jesus' commandment, I was just all over the place, because his commandment, he said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. If we live simply by that one commandment, this world would be an entirely different place.
Love trumps
everything. As people often say, love is what it does. Teacher Tindall says that all the time. It's not what you say. It's what you do. It's how you act. It's how you demonstrate to the world that we are true believers and that we are children of God. And you are right, Bishop Strong. People around us should see something in us.
Yes.
We shouldn't have to say anything. As they see us, and then when we begin to open our mouths and talk to them, then we should be able to relate to them in such a way that they can then begin to relate to God. And as you said, the harvest is not the problem. The harvest is plentiful.
Yeah.
It's the laborers that we need to develop.
It's the
laborers we need to prepare so that they can go out. You know, sometimes, and I didn't mean to get so carried with you, but you started this vision strong. But I just want to say it's a privilege to relate to another person in such a way that God is glorified.
Yeah.
And I hope that if you have a chance, that you can talk a little bit more about how we teach people to be able to do that, How do we get people to relate to another person in such a way that God is truly glorified? And, you know, along with that question, you know, the thought popped into my mind, if we church closed our churches, would it make a difference in our community? Do our community know about our churches, what we're trying to do? Because laity training is not only about relating to people, it's also about what we do in the community.
Yes.
And the things that we can accomplish. So, you know, as I listened to you speak, I thought about so many things, and I think sometimes one of the vital questions that we should discuss within our congregations is how can we better help people to learn how to relate, how to have power, how to reach out, how to be examples, how to do the things that will make a difference in today's world. We have the foundation. That is the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. But now how do we put all that together so that in the world that we are living in today, with all the issues that we face today, how can we be better ambassadors and evangelists for Christ and draw others in? I'm going to stop right there, but one of the things I read, and I wanted to share this, I was reading an article, and the article said that when we change the questions we ask, we then change how we think about things. And when we change how we think about things, then our actions change, and then we see different results. So I just am so thankful that you did this morning. I hope and pray that once again you will come back and say some more. And also want to thank you for acknowledging the laity training of the UFCCM.
Yes.
And I pray that more and more people will begin to support the ministry of laity training. It is a safe place for learning, a safe place for asking the questions that we want to ask, a safe place for just enjoying the anointed ones of God and all of those who have been asked to do presentations and who've been asked to share with us so that we may grow and grow and grow and be who God desires us to be. I'm going to stop right there, Bishop, and turn it back to Teacher Kendall.
And I, you know, this is the validation that the Holy Spirit indeed dropped this desire to have Bishop Strong come and speak right after the conference and reinforce and talk about the role of laity. And Bishop Strong, I'm just on fire right now because you have now motivated me to, and I want to get with the Ecumenical Patriarch and the EBOB and get their blessing, but to do some periodic seminars on some of the things you said. If you don't know how to reach out, learn. And in order to learn, you have to be taught.
Yes. Amen.
But one thing that you said that I wrote down that I will carry with me, and I love this, you said you can't drag people in. You have to love them in.
Amen.
So many times over the years, I've seen church people try to drag and browbeat people and harangue and harass. Really. They
Amen.
Did well, but they went about it the wrong way. But you can't do that, brother. You show love to people. Love is like throwing breadcrumbs down for birds. If you put
Amen.
The breadcrumbs out, they will follow.
Amen. Amen. Praise the
you
Lord.
You stirred up this morning, Bishop Strong.
Yes.
I'm telling you. But listen,
Amen.
We know
Teacher Timber, I'd like to just say a couple other things. Amen.
Yes.
As related to what Elder Hunt had said, amen, Hebrews 3:13, amen, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today so that none of you may be hardened by sin's difficulties. You know, we need to encourage one another every day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Instead of criticizing, we should encourage one another every day. Amen. And we should spur one another. We should encourage and, amen, let people know when they do a good job. You did a good job. I'm just so happy and praise God for you. But we, instead of encouraging, amen, we look at the dark side. We look at a way to criticize people. God wants us to love one another. Jesus wants us to love one another. And love is the key for forming a relationship. Amen. How many relationships do we have in our churches? Amen. You have a little group here, a little group there. But relationship, amen, everybody ought to have that relationship feeling. Because if I need to tell you something that's bothering me, if I have a weakness, people don't tell their weaknesses just anybody. Amen. We need to have a relationship, that trusting relationship. Amen. Because a lot of people are just waiting on somebody to come to them and ask them, what can I do to help you? How can I help you? I want to help you. I love you. I want to help you. We need to formulate that kind of relationship. And that's what I'm working on in Greater New Bethel. You know, we need to have a relationship. Amen. From the pulpit to the door, there should be relationships. I'm talking about Christian relationships. Amen. Concern that we can help one another. Amen. Because everybody needs some help in some area or another in their life. I just want to say that.
I thank you, Bishop Strong, and I'm writing down the name of the seminar right now, Building Christian Relationships, because that is so important. And I also just want to thank you for the words of encouragement for the laity.
Amen.
And I truly believe after this that we're going to have more and more listeners who will feel compelled to see that they are valuable and they're needed.
They're chosen,
as you said, chosen to bring others to Christ. And I am just so thankful for you. And I know, Bishop Haywood, I know that we probably have some listeners. We're going to open up our phone lines right now for our listeners if they want to call in and share their comments or their thoughts or their words of inspiration from this message. Remember to call in. If you're listening by phone already, simply press 1. But if you're on Facebook or if you're on the UFCCM website, you have to get out your phone and call 347-850-1405 and then press 1, and our program director, Bishop Haywood, will bring you right in. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have any callers?
Well, we have quite a few callers on, and it looks like we have three. Look like we have three of those, quite a few, want to come on and say something. So I guess we'll start with, let's see here. We're in the order that we got them, okay? 443, here we go. All right. 443-272, you're on right now with Teacher Tyndall and Bishop Strong.
All righty. Good afternoon. Amen.
Wait a minute. Why didn't I know that was you? I know that voice.
I'm probably because I'm calling from my home number, not my cell.
Yeah, one preacher, a great preacher makes another great preacher want to preach.
Oh, come on. But I'm just calling and... Well, I've been listening, and I wanted to say to Bishop Strong, I know how Teacher Tyndall and Elder Hunt felt, because as you were talking, something hit me with what you said. That word that you said was relationship.
Hallelujah.
And you talked about, you know, if you have at least 10 members in your church, you should have a relationship with each of the members in your church,
right.
And you talked about as you develop a relationship, basically what you were saying and what I got out of it is as you get to know people, you can actually help people to go out and help themselves as far as bringing in and witnessing souls. Right. And that struck me because it seems like the modern-day church, we don't know each other like we used to.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The modern day church, a lot of times the pastors don't even know people's names.
You know,
I remember when the pastors would go around and visit people's homes and visit the sick more and different things, and it just seems like people in the church cared more about each other, and it was more of a family. And when people would come in from the streets and they would feel that love, they felt like they became part of a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really struck me. because sometimes we think we're doing enough, but then when we look back in retrospect, we realize that we aren't doing nearly enough. And I just wanted to say that really encouraged me to do some other things.
Amen.
This morning as well. And I just wanted to share that with you, Bishop Strong. I really enjoyed
bless you.
Really enjoyed you.
Amen. Thank you, Overseer.
Amen.
Caller, you are all right. Caller, you are at 980-258. Go right ahead. Caller, you're 980-258. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Bishop and Mother Kendall.
Good afternoon, Bishop.
Mother Bishop here. And we just want to say that I missed an earlier part of the broadcast, but I thank God for the portion that I was able to enjoy at the time that I came on. I want to give honor to Bishop Strong and Bishop Haywood, who I know are present, and to Teacher Tyndall, Chair Lady of the Laity Training Ministry of the UFCCM, as well as to all of you who are part of this great work. Bishop Strong is an excellent teacher. He's a man that I highly respect, and I thank God for him taking the time out to share with us some of the things that are of such importance to us who are in positions of leadership over the people that God and over the flock that the Lord has entrusted to us. Bishop Strong said something to the effect that we need to encourage each other.
Amen.
And the basis of genuine encouragement emanates from a spirit of love.
Yes.
Sometimes love has to be tough.
Yes.
And there are other times in which it has to take on a different type of emotional outlet. But whatever we do, it should be done in such a way that people are able to understand that what we are doing is out of a spirit of love.
Amen.
We're not trying to tear you down. We're not trying to needlessly rebuke you, but because we love you, we're going to do the things that are necessary to help you to grow and develop and mature into the type of person that God wants you to be. And Bishop Strong brought that out so wonderful when he talked about encouragement and relationship.
Amen.
And I want to thank him for that. I think of the story of the wind and the sun, and they had a contest one day, and the wind said to the sun that I'm stronger than you, and that man walking down the street, I can make him take his coat off. And so the sun and the wind got into it. The sun said, all right, wind, you go first. The wind blew hard as he could, and the more the wind blew, the tighter the man wrapped his coat around himself. When the wind was not able to take his coat off, the wind said, all right, son, you do it. The sun looked at the man and smiled. And when the sun smiled, the radiant warmth that the sun sent forth was so comforting to the man that he took his coat off to enjoy it more. And that is what love does.
Love.
We demonstrate love to people. The warmth that comes from our spirit, they become receptive to our teaching, to
Amen.
Our training, to our rebuke, and whatever it is that God uses to use us to help them. And I want to just thank Bishop Strong for the way he emphasized those points this morning. And, of course, we want to just take a moment and say thank you once again to everybody who participated in our 17th annual conference this year. It was truly a wonderful conference. God
Amen.
Had us there and everything, and some powerful things went forth. And I want to give special thanks to Elder Grace Fudge and Elder Carol Fudge for the wonderful job they did with presenting us in our public formats. Thank you all so much, and may God continue to bless you all.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Tindall, and that little parable that you shared fit right in with what Bishop Strong said about you can't drag them in, you got to love them in.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Yes, we do have others. And again, listeners, please be reminded, we have quite a few of you online. So I won't be able to come and put you in the screening to ask you. So Teacher Tindall, you know, is she off on your phone now? And when you press 1 on your phone, that will alert us that you have a question or you'd like to make a comment. So right now we will go to caller. You are at 920-344. 920-344. Go right ahead.
Blessings, this is Strong, and Teacher Tindall. This is Deaconess Tequila. I just wanted to make a comment on what you spoke on about bringing people in with love. That really you know, touched me, because just recently on our, you know, Bible study this past Thursday, we were speaking on that and how that connected. And I recently spoke on that about how it, you know, how I had my, it's not a religion, you know, because a lot of people say that, and it's not a religion with God, it's a relationship.
Amen.
And you can't drag people in, of course, you can't. You have to show them love, and you have to let your light shine, and you have to set that example. So what you spoke on, it is just so true, amen, and it's so touching how what you speak on is, you know, what the word says, how we have to show love, and love, how God says the love is going to speak more loudly and more clearly than anything. Mm-hmm. And it's not to condemn anyone, and it's not to, you know, show, you know, not to, like, tell anyone, you know, because a lot of people think, well, do we really have to do this? Do we, you know, is this a drag in my life? Like, no, this will give you more freedom. But I can show you the way, you know, little by little with this love, you know. So that really spoke out to me, because we were just speaking about that. So, I love the way you spoke about that, the relationship and love. It's very explosive how God, you know, it resonates, and it all brings a connection. So,
yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Deaconess Gibson.
Caller, you are at, let's see here. I want to make sure I don't mix everybody up. Caller, you are, we're starting to get quite a few pressing one now, so my screen is kind of like lighting up here. Caller, you are at 817-357, 817-357. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Pastor Sherry Rice Atkinson from Texas. Greetings, everyone. God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning. Bishop Strong, your message of encouragement was great. When you spoke about relationships in the church, we as church leaders must remember that every member in our congregation is important.
Amen.
It's our responsibility to try and get to create a relationship with them, letting our members know that no one walks alone in our church. Doesn't matter the number. That's why creating an environment of love is so important. It's not mm-hmm. how much you give, it's what you give. Your time, mm-hmm. your efforts, your skills to build them up. So I praise God that we must really remember relationships in the church starts at the head. It's not the responsibility of anyone else but us. And secondly, when you spoke about evangelism, I always think when I go into the supermarket, a beauty parlor, I always start a conversation to draw people in and to introduce them to Jesus. So I thank God for the opportunity just to serve wherever I'm needed.
Amen.
So praise God. Thank you so much. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor Atkinson. Thank you.
Caller, you are at 920-819. You are at 920-819. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Deaconess Monica Zindler. I am right on board with Teacher Tyndall. When I was listening to that, I thought, you know, each church should have a laity training like this. Church should be teaching their laity to minister, and we should be mentoring them alongside of us. You know, there's nothing that draws a person in more than to get on board and to be active in the church. And we have, I think, in my humble opinion, too much passive. And I think that's why when this pandemic hit, we saw such a decrease in our membership, because we haven't been making each member have the opportunity to be active. You don't have to be a mature minister to begin to be used by God in the church. When think of the early Christians, the apostles, I mean, when they became a Christian, boom, on fire. And they went out and started preaching. There's nothing more exciting than to hear a new convert share the excitement of the... I don't know. I'm just thinking we need a little laity come alongside of us, laity training, because everyone can have a position in the church and the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Monica. And Bishop Strong said that so beautifully, that he said, you know, without the laity doing what they do, the bishops and the others would, you know, be lacking in a sense. So the laity is very important, very important.
Teacher Tyndall, with that said, and again, those of you that are waiting and would like to comment, you know, and remember and echo Teacher Tyndall's words, please press 1. Also, when you go off, press 1 again, and then that way it'll release it, because I still see hands up here, and because there's so many, it's hard for me to figure out who's who. Right now. That's my fault. I'm sorry. But you know what, Teacher Tyndall, you said something about that when you mentioned Bishop Strong talking about the use, you know, for the clergy. You know, there is none without the laity. You know, and I remember oftentimes, you know, this is not original, but I'll claim it as mine later. I would tell folks all the time, you know, a leader without any followers is just taking a walk. That's all you do.
I love it. That's true.
All right. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and move on. There's quite a few. I'm going to ask once again. I'm probably just going to just start at random pulling folks if you have not pressed 1. And if you don't have a question or comment, just say God bless and we'll move on. All right. Okay. Caller, you're at 920-579. Go right ahead if you have a question or comment. Caller, you at 920-579. You have a question or comment? All right, we'll move on. Caller, you at 920-602. Caller, you at 920-602. Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share?
God bless. This is Pastor Melinda from Adelaide, Bread of Life. I came on rather late, and I'm sorry I did, because it sounds like it was a really good training/listening tool, and I hope that there is somewhere where we could go back and listen to a recording, because that would be so helpful. I love everything that everybody was saying about building relationships, and I think that everyone had a very valid point in building relationships. And I think the way the world is right now, people are so afraid of even building relationships with anybody because of the disloyalty. And so it's just, you normally look for the world to act like that, but now it's even in the church. And so it's very important to be going back to the basics in order to build people back up, the ones that were already in ministry who are torn down, and then the ones that are coming into ministry that are torn down. So I think it's a great season to be building back up the church. So I just thank you guys for even putting this message out there. God bless.
Thank you
so much.
Well, we'll move right on. Let's see. And if I call you twice, you know, just as the old folks say, charge it to my head, not to my heart, okay? Just for a moment, I'd like to make one observation. Someone, I think it was Pastor Belinda that just mentioned that, and someone else, I can't remember who it was on the line, said that there should be a lady training in all the churches. Well, Teacher Tindall, you know, I think that, you know, you have said that you'll be happy to do a seminar in any jurisdiction or in any church to help us all develop our lady. That's correct, right?
That is so correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we really, especially in this time, you know, everyone going and moving back into the church, I think it's going to be completely important, you know, that we do that. All right. So let's move on. Caller, let's see here. You are at area code, let's see here, 254. Go right ahead. Area code 254.
Bishop Haywood. Teacher Tindall to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Davis here.
Oh, blessings, Bishop Davis.
Blessings, Bishop Davis.
Amen. I'm glad to join in. I was listening to Bishop Strong also, and one of the things I really liked was that he said is about relationship. And one of the things we come to find out that relationships are hard to build nowadays in this day and time. But when Jesus fed the 4,000 and the 5,000, one of the things he did with relationship is he had commune one with another. He told the men at the 5,000, he says, have all the men to sit down, and their families followed them. Did they have a relationship with Jesus? No. Did Jesus have a relationship with them? No. But sometimes it's with the handling of your provisions and what you do for people is a way to build relationships. Super Bowl season is one of the seasons I look at. You know, sometimes you have men that don't go to church, but they'll watch the Super Bowl. So if you could get men in the church to come and watch the Super Bowl, and right before the Super Bowl come on, a little prayer and a little talk time to let them open up to you, then you build relationship like that. So I think sometimes what we got to do, we have to build relationships based on the demographics rather than just always, you know, sometimes people are not ready to receive Jesus right away. So what you have to do is build a relationship with them through things that they are familiar with. And then you've been giving them soup. Now it's time for the steak to come in.
Yeah,
so I think you have to take care of people at their needs before you can feed them what you want to feed them.
That's
so,
right.
That is my comment for the day, and I really enjoyed our annual conference this year once again. I enjoyed all the speakers. There were times I had to catch you at work, but I still enjoyed everything. And for Elder Fudge and the rest of the communication crew, even Bishop Haywood, myself, We may be in the background, but we're still working. So thank you all so much for what you do. Teacher Tindall, you are great at what you do. Keep doing what you're doing, and the Lord will continually bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bishop Davis. Blessings to you.
Teacher Tindall.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
we
Bishop
do have another caller. I heard Bishop Strong come in. I'll wait to bring the other caller.
I'm going to help you across the jurisdictions to try to get Laity training. Laity training is what is needed in this jurisdiction, in all of our churches. Relationship, amen. Oh, yes. And this is how it's going to be done. Today we've given away 1,000 pounds of food right outside of the church now, people in the community. And I heard Jesus said, you feed them first something that they really need, in, amen, physically, then they'll give you an opportunity to feed them something spiritually. So you continue. I just want to say that.
Amen. All right. Well, caller, you are at 414-292. Go right ahead. Caller, 414-292.
Hi, I'm just tuning in. I just want to thank God. And I didn't hear the message, but I want to be encouraged that this morning, that I hope I hear it, repeat it, and to be encouraged.
All right, very good. Well, Teacher Chandler, there's the lines are full, and I think we do have one more. I kind of have to search my my database here, and where did it go? All right, well, Teacher Chandler, I think that's all we have for now.
Country, and were able to build their congregations. They first fed the people who were hungry, clothed them, they were naked, and then after their bellies were full and they were clothed, they were then in a position to hear what they had to say to them.
Amen.
So Bishop Strong, this is so important, what you said about relationships, and it seems to have resonated with every single person that has spoken this morning, and the Holy Spirit to have you on this broadcast today. We've had more callers and more comments than we've had in a long time, and I just want to thank you again so much for taking the time, and we will have to have you come back on again.
Amen.
Because we were truly blessed. Elder Hunt and I are here together. We are just praising the Lord while you were teaching. So wonderful. So we're
Teacher
going
Kendall,
to...
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Teacher Tyndall, we do have Elder Emerson here also. You know, I'm sorry I didn't send you that message, but she is here.
Yes, I had asked her to be there because I was just getting ready to mention her name and to ask her to say something. But Elder Emerson, did you want to say something about the message?
Well, I definitely did enjoy, you know, the message, and I agree that relationships are so important. And, you know, as Bishop said, we should have at least 10 relationships in the church, and that, you know, relationships and love and all of that, the Holy Spirit, you need all of that. And so I thought it was very inspirational. Now, I also wanted to talk. Did you want me to say anything about our laity connection, or you want to do that a little later? Because
I wanted to say one thing before we do that, Elder Emerson.
Okay.
I wanted to give a shout out to Elder Emerson from the Midwest jurisdiction. Bishop Strong appointed her many years ago when the laity ministry first started as the Midwest jurisdiction point of contact, and Elder Emerson has been so supportive. I just sent her a note earlier today letting her know that I can always depend on her. And I also want to give a shout out to Sister Delanda Davis, who is the point of contact for the West and the Southwest jurisdiction, Bishop Don Banks. I spoke with him recently, and he gave approval for Sister Davis to be the point of contact for those two jurisdictions. So, laity, we are continuing to move by faith, and we are on the move, and we're going to grow greater as the time goes on. So I would also like now for Elder Emerson to talk about our upcoming Laity Network Connections ministry, which is coming up soon on July 24th. So Elder Emerson.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I'm very excited about our new ministry. This will be our second one. We're trying to do this annually, but basically Teacher Tyndall and I will be co-hosting this ministry, and it will be done through Zoom. And through this, we're hoping that we will be able to build relationships and with each other and find out what's going on in each other's churches. And, you know, our thought is that it's going to be a casual one. Unnecessary is quarterly. And our thought is that get your coffee, sit back, relax, and let's chat about issues and topics that you are interested in, things that are happening now. We also can do seminars during this time and training, since we cannot physically go out to the churches like we want to because of COVID. But we can do a lot of this through Zoom and through our network connection. We're looking at this to be a casual time. And, you know, where we will be having training and fellowshipping, and we will have people to, that have talents. We want to recognize it and everything. And also, when we have speakers, and speaking of speakers, on the 24th, we have a great speaker. Elder Banks Miley will lead us in a discussion on a Christian view of social justice, a Christian view of social justice. And I am very excited to hear what she has to say, as well as to hear what everybody else, because this is an opportunity to participate, to discuss, and to bring out anything that, you know, issues that you may have. And so, as I said, we want to share what's going on in each individual churches and see how we can help each other. So once again, that's July 24th. This will be our second one. It's going to be through Zoom, and it's 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central time. And we just look forward to having this opportunity to develop some additional relationships within UFCCM.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Emerson. And, you know, Bishop Strong's message and what you just said has given us kind of a major reason for the Laity Network Connections, which is to build relationships within the UFCCM. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So we're looking forward to you. And I just want to thank Elder Emerson for all her support, and we will be meeting with you on the 24th. So watch your email. We'll be sending an announcement, and there will be something also on the UFCCM website. I just want to say before we close that keep in mind our monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer meetings. Our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop will be working through the jurisdictional coordinators to send out the information for the 24-hour prayer meeting, and we're urging everyone to participate. And if you haven't signed up, please do so, because we know that there is power in prayer and that we need prayer in order to sustain us. And I want to let you know that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, August 14th, and our speaker will be First Pastor Shalasky Banks of Greater Realness Cathedral in Monroe, Louisiana. We know that she is the First Lady of Greater Realness and the wife of our own Bishop Banks, and you will not want to miss this broadcast. So at this time, we want to thank our Ecumenical Patriarch, our Episcopal Board of Bishops. Special thanks to our beloved Bishop Strong. We just love him so much for his great teaching and inspiration that he brought to us today. And we're going to hear the final words and the closing prayer from Bishop-elect Beverly DeShazer Haywood.
Blessings, everybody. I have just enjoyed all of everything that was said on today. You know, it's so important to take the time to give individuals what they need, the tools that they need, and the understanding that we must have when we're saying that we are believers, we're Christians, we believe that there is a God, and we've taken hold of salvation. The one thing that stuck out to me was that even as a child, you know, there were certain individuals that I would just eye, and because I admired them, and in my mind just wanted to be like that individual. And I remember a day that I went home with a friend. My parents let me go. The dad was one of the elders in the church, and when we got in the house, and he was up in the kitchen with his wife, and he just began to yell at her, and then he was cussing at her, and it did something to me, because for me it was like, well, this isn't the same person that I saw at church, and I was a child. And we have to take care and be mindful of how we're living. And I think teaching laity, but also reminding those of us that have the charge that are over individuals, you know, be who you say you are.
That's right.
You don't change when you leave the church, and when you get home, you become somebody else. You know, we should be who we are wherever we go.
That's right.
And you don't know who's watching, but then it shouldn't matter, right? If we're living this life like we're supposed to live it. And Bishop Strong, I thank God for you. You have always been the same throughout the years. And I just love you so much. And
Teacher
Kendall, I thank God for this time that is taken out to give to the people of God. Our EP and Mother Bishop, you know, also, you know, who they were the very first time that we met them is who they are today. It's important that we, you know, even in a struggle, if I'm struggling, we should be able to go to one another. We seek godly counsel and not looking for the world to help us out. And I thank God for all of that and for everything. And I'm just praising the Lord for it and looking forward even for the building up of the body of Christ, because it is so needed. And we do have to take the time to step back and look back and see who's hurting amongst us. There was a time that because prayer was so strong and evident that no one really had to say, you know, an individual that was connected could just look at you and know.
Amen.
That you're going through a thing and just begin to pray for you. So I thank God for this and for this time. And that's all I had to say as far as the comment goes. And in closing of my words, I just thank God for just this time. And Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Lord, for every opportunity, God, to serve, Lord, to represent you. Asking you, God, that you would just look on us, Father. Give us the strength that we need in this trying day and time. And, Lord, we always look to you for your strength and wisdom, God, and your guidance in all that we do, and certainly all that we do concerning your work and your people. We just give you all praise and all glory, God. The words that were spoken on today, Lord, let it just not sift away in the air, but that we allow it to penetrate and to remain within us, within our minds and within our hearts. And we just give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' most holy name, we do ask it all. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Bye.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training,
the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.